Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, inshallah, we'll have the class about the truth of creation of man. Okay, and actually, we will start by recitation from the Quran. Inshallah, we will read from Surah Taha, Surah number 20, verse number 55, in order to know about our creation, inshallah.
Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum. ومنها نخرجكم تارة أخرى.
There of the earth we created you, and into it we shall return you, and from it we shall bring you out once again.
Okay. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that man is created from the same substance which is as the earth. Man is created from the earth. He eats the products of the earth. He drinks the water of the earth. He breathes the water of the earth. Then he will be buried again into the earth and he will be resurrected from it. This is our relation with the earth. Okay? Now we will read again, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to know more about the creation of man from Surah Al-Hijr, Surah number 15, verse number 28. In Surah Taha, Allah taught us that we are created from the earth. Now we will know more about our creation from Surah number 15, verse number 28.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَإٍ مَسْنُونٍ فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ.
And remember when your Lord said to the angels, I'm going to create a man, Adam, from dried sounding clay of altered mud. So when I have fashioned him completely and breathed into him, Adam, the soul which I created for him, then fall you down prostrating yourselves to him.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us that the man originally came out of the earth's dry clay, which gives off a sound when knocked. This is the nature of the clay, when it will be Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When this clay, it will be dry and you will knock it, it will give you a sound. Okay? This is actually, the origin is the black mud. Okay, so man is created from the black mud, from the earth's dry clay. This is the physical constitution of man. But there is another element which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it in verse number 29, which is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala breathed of his spirit into the man. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that there is another element added to the clay in the constitution of man, which is the breath of the divine spirit into him. So the truth of the creation of man is that man has dual nature. Man is created having two elements. The first element is the breath of God's spirit, and the second is the clay. Regarding the first element, the breath of God's spirit, it is the element which provides man with the link with the supreme society, making him worthy of contact with God, receiving his message and having the mental word of heart and mind. This is the basics of the intellectual and the spiritual needs of man. That is to say, faith, will, and choice, which are the qualities which man needs while animals do not. Regarding the second element of man, which is the clay, actually it is the constitution which requires food, drink, clothing, and satisfaction of the desire. In conclusion, man is not pure clay or pure spirit, even for a single moment, but achieving a balance between the clay and the sublime elements is the stage of human perfection. Islam has formulated into own laws for human life, taking into account man's constitution.
Islam established a human system which does not suppress a single aspect of human potentials. The whole process of this system is to establish a perfect balance between the two elements. Practically, we need to balance our human characters, freedom of belief, freedom of expression, and also our clay needs, food, drink, clothing, desires. Otherwise, we will be living for satisfaction of our clay element needs only. Actually, this is the state of animals, which have only one element, which is the clay, and they are living to fulfill these needs. Let us look around and evaluate. Reality which all of us must sit, and this reality we will learn it from Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, verse number 22 and 23. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال الشيطان لما قضي الأمر إن الله وعدكم وعد الحق ووعدتكم فأخلفتكم وما كان لي عليكم من سلطان إلا أن دعوتكم فاستجبتم لي فلا تلوموني ولوموا أنفسكم ما أنا بمصرخكم وما أنتم بمصرخي إني كفرت بما أشركتموني من قبل إن الظالمين لهم عذاب أليم وأدخل الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها بإذن ربهم تحيتهم فيها سلام.
And Shaitan, Satan will say when the matter has been decided, verily Allah promised you a promise of truth. And I too promised you, but I betrayed you. I had no authority over you except that I called you and you responded to me. So blame me not, but blame yourselves. I cannot help you, nor can you help me. I deny your former act in associating me, Satan, as a partner with Allah, by obeying me in the life of the world. Verily, there is a painful torment for the Zaliman, polytheists and wrongdoers. And those who believed in the oneness of Allah and His messengers and whatever they brought and did righteous deeds will be made to enter gardens under which rivers flow, to dwell therein forever, i.e. in paradise, with the permission of their Lord. Their greeting therein will be salam, peace.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sister, is teaching us verses of the Quran about shaitan, the main enemy of the mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us about the scene in the day of judgment. What we read now in the Quran is the scene in the day of judgment, when matters have been settled and there is no room for discussion or argument. Everyone has been shown their place in the life to come. Satan Iblis, who has the constant whisperer presenting every type of temptation, turning people away from the right path, is now stabbing his followers in the back. Now that matters have been settled, that is to say, they cannot even reply to him. Let us evaluate Satan's words to his followers after their destiny is already known to them, which is the hellfire. First, he declares that the rosy promises which he promised them will not be fulfilled. His promises were false, while the true promises were those of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second, he not only rebukes them, but calls on them to rebuke themselves, for having obeyed him, clarifying to them that at the worldly life he had no power over them, except that he called them to follow him, and they responded. Accordingly, it is their mistake which they have to blame themselves for. Third, he went on telling that no one could ever defeat them. Now he will not even try to give them any support should they appeal to him for. Nor will they help him when he cries. There is no contact or relationship between us now. He is telling to his followers that there is no contact now. Then he then absolves himself to of their associating him as a partner with Allah. Fifth, at the end of Satan's revenge speech to his followers, he finished with a blow directed to them, announcing that wrongdoers will have a painful torment. This is the reality which we will be faced by, which will be faced by everyone who followed Satan. He will lead them to the hellfire. But there, instead of admitting his wicked rule towards them, nay, never Iblis, Satan then will show them his reality. The same blot that he did with Prophet Adam and his wife, rosy promises in order to lead mankind astray, then great escape. We Muslims have our holy book, the Quran, our guidance, the message of the truth, the mercy of Allah. It is just one verse of the Quran which we just recite that teach us the misery of Iblis followers. So why every one of us is not asking herself, why I am not keen to learn the Quran, why I believe the whispers of Iblis instead of the truth which Allah clarifies about him repeatedly in the Quran. Actually, many times in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies to us that our main enemy is the shaitan, why I am weak in my soul and dignity. Let every one of us compare the destiny of Iblis followers with those who obey the Lord and do the good deeds, those whom the paradise will be their final destination, where their life and their greeting will be peace. It is either Allah or Satan, either good or evil, either paradise or the hellfire. We are discussing about the creation of man with Shirk, okay, and about our main enemy, Satan, because, you know, he has the great role in our life to actually to guide us away from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we will read about more about this reality from Surah number 59,
verses 16 and 17. إني أخاف الله رب العالمين فكان عاقبتهما أنهما في النار خالدين فيها وذلك جزاء الظالمين.
16 and 17. Their allies deceive them, like Shaitan, Satan, when he says to man, disbelieve in Allah. But when man disbelieves in Allah, Shaitan, Satan says, I am free of you. I fear Allah, the Lord of the Alim, mankind, jinn, and all that exists. So the end of both will be that they will be in the fire, abiding therein. Such is the recompense of the Zaliman, polytheists, wrongdoers, disbelievers, in Allah and in His oneness.
Okay. So again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us so that actually we will know the truth about the shaitan before it is too late. Before it is on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that the shaitan will all the time say to mankind, disbelieve in Allah, disbelieve in Allah. Okay? But when they will follow him, okay, shaitan will not support them. Shaitan will say, I am free of you, I fear Allah. You see, subhanallah. He fears Allah. You know, this will be on the day of judgment. When it is too late, I fear Allah, the Lord of the mankind, jinn, and all that exists. Now he is a true believer in the oneness of Allah. This is the shaitan. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that both of them, the followers of Satan and Satan, both of them will be having, you know, the hellfire as their final destination. Okay, and actually this is the recompense of those whom they are the wrongdoers. Again and again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us that we must know about the rule of the shaitan, the one who is deceiving mankind, trying to deviate the Muslim from obeying Allah or following the right path, and on the Day of Judgment, it will be actually the great disaster for his followers, that Shaitan himself will announce that he is a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will clarify that he didn't command anyone to disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but unfortunately the hellfire will be the final destination. So again, sisters, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. On the Day of Judgment, there will be no excuse for those who follow Satan, the wrongdoers, as their final destination will be the hellfire, as Allah warned them many times in the Quran, clarifying that the main enemy is Satan, who is trying by the rosy dreams, by the whispers, to turn them away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make them to have a lot of sins. Let us realize these facts and save ourselves, avoiding completely to obey Satan and his followers. And inshallah, we will continue next week. Inshallah. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all love in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the Day of Judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves, and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.